No. There is Rosh Hashanah. Last week we talked about shofars. Rosh Hashanah is a very interesting thing we say in our davening. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, each in its own way. Before the chazan begins, Malchus, Zechoras, and Shofars has a tefillah. After the Musafim says Aleinu L'Shabeach, which is a general introduction to Malchus, Zechoras, and Shofars. Then he has Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Heye, in Kifios, Shluchei Amcho, Beis Yisrael. The Shatz as our shliach. It's interesting. During the year, there's no such tefillah. Yom Tovim, there's no such tefillah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a special tefillah of the Shatz, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who recognize him as the shliach of the tefillah, and that his tefillah should be makat mekubal. Heye in pifio shluche amcho beis Yisrael. That's, we begin our tefillah three times a day, Hashem sfosai tiftol. And here, the shots before, not before Shema Yisrael, not before Moses, no. On Yom Kippur, we begin Hinini Oni Mimas. It's before. Here, it's in the tefillah. Before Malchus, Zechoras, and Shofars. Hayim Pifio Shluche Amcho Beis Yisrael Ha'omdim Levatesh Tefillah V'Sachnun Lofanecho Amcho Yisrael. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing our, well, we are, help us ask for you the proper way. V'ata tishma neshamay, and you'll listen to our sincerity. Tzel chilulokel. Chilulokel goes back. In the Rambam Siddur, it's part of, it's we say it even in the silent shmona esrei tefillah, belachash. Our minig is to say it. So we're asking a special tefillah about to be makabel malchus, zechoras, and shofars. Now, what is it we're asking for? There are three bakoshas. Because it's a bakosh of malchus, bakoshas of shofars, of zechoras, bakoshas. One is melach hakolam kulu b'chodech. The whole purpose of it is we make a statement, we have psukim describing that statement, and we have a tefillah. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mekabel our tefillah. It's the tefillah at the end. Same thing. Zocha. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshe B'din. We ask Zochayim B'zikaron Tovah Fanecha. We ask, and then we talk about Gilui Shechina. We ask for the Gilui Shechina of Maimon Har Sinai, of Bias HaGoel. And in the end, we say, Kiyata Shemaya called Shofar, Maz, and True of Ein Dom Loch. Except the tefillah of the shofar that we've been blowing all day. So essentially, and this is a very important idea, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, when Shulchan Aruch talks about different halachas, that the shat should be merutza al hatzibur, and he's our shliach. You don't find it before in Hilchos Tefillah. Find it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That means there's a very special, the shatz has a very special role here. What is it? Now, to understand that, each of us davens two tefillas. There's a tefillah bitzibur and a tefillah hatzibur. Tefillah bitzibur, as we begin, we stand up. Everyone together says his own Shemar Esrei. Today, Shachris. On the other hand, there's Chazor HaShashatz. What is that? The Chazan says it's a tefillah on behalf of the entire tzibur. That's why halacha standing answer omen. That it's being said for us, as a, not as yechidim, but as a tzibur. A halacha that shofar is a tefillah. When do you blow? So you have to integrate shofar together with malchus, zechronos, and shofars. The tefillah of shofar is part of the tefillah of malchus, zechronos, and shofars. See, it's very explicitly in the davening. But that's only, the Gemara says, in Betzibur. If I daven as a yochid, we don't integrate it. So the special din of the tefillah of shofar, together with malchus, zechronos, and shofars, is only for tefillahs Betzibur. That's why our minig is, we only say it in Chazor HaShashatz. The Aruch, so to say, even in tefillah Belachash. But only a tefillah b'lachash of a tefillah b'tzibur, everyone's davening together. And this tefillah of shofar. The Gemara says, so chavovim abeis, in Rosh Hashanah, something very powerful. It is such a special tefillah, goes lefnai v'lefnin, as if it goes all the way into straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if it's a tefillah. You didn't recite this tefillah to Kosel. You didn't recite the tefillah in Harabai. You recited inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. So that special tefillah of tefillah betzibur, tefillah satzibur, of the coming together of the shofar with our tefillah is, in the words of the Gemara, a very powerful tefillah. And that's why the Shatz asks for help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that such a powerful tefillah should be done properly and should be answered. That's now when we say the different piyutim, almost all the piyutim are for the first day. Why? Who wrote the piyutim? Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. The old minhag of Eretz Yisrael before the Ramban came was it was one day Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban changed it to the Rifts are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, changed it, and the minhag in Eretz Yisrael has been ever since 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, so, as a result of which, halacha is that if I am going to be included in the tefillah of the Shatz, I have to stand there listening and answering on me. So, therefore, just halacha l'maisa for people who get a little tired, they have to go off a cup of coffee, whatever they want to do. The last time to do that is in the Musa Shemar Esrei of Rosh Hashanah together with Kiyush Shofar. Because that's the most powerful tefillah of the entire year. The Gemara says it's as if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for three things. Meloch HaKol Olam Kulu B'Chvadecha Zechreinu B'Zikaron Tovu Fanecha and Kavi Shofar Godel L'Chayrusi. After we blow the shofar, what do we say? We say Hayom Haras Olam Hayom Yamu B'Mishpoko B'Tzuri Olam Im Gabonim Kavod. Then we say Areshes Fosen. This we say always. When we blow the show, we say Areshes Fosen Yarv Lofanechu. Keramanis. What did we do here? Just go to the city without putting any real thought into what's happening. So we've blown the shofar. We've had a very unique tefillah of combining the tefillah of a shofar. Tefillah of a shofar is a crying sound. The Gemara says like an animal in pain. And there are two types of tefillahs. The tefillah, I express what I want. But there's another tefillah when you're just in pain, you scream out, and you can't formulate all the issues. And that's it, the Gemara Tanya says, that's the tefillah of a shofar. And we combine the two tefillahs together. We can express some of it, and some of it we can't. We just cry. It's the main, what is it? Kol truas. It's the true. It needs a tekila from hell, tekila arva. Arishas was saying, Yalla from Echa. Kel Romanis. Some say, Melech Kel Romanis. Mevin umazin. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands exactly what we're asking. Mabit, he looked to Makshi, who called Kiyo Seinu. Skaba, Barachim, of Rotzon, Seyde, Malch, Kiyo Seinu. Malchus. So, we say, okay, we've davened this tefillah in the most powerful way possible, except it. Melech HaKolam Kulu B'Chodech. What did we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And we have two tefillahs about Bias HaKolam. One Melech HaKolam Kulu B'Chodech, and the other Kavish of Baruch Hu. And in the middle, we have the tefillah of what? Of Zichronos. To give us a good day. Now, let's begin with the tefillah at the end. Kaveh Shavu Baruch Hu. Plus it says, those of you who learned brachas last year, learned the machokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether or not you say Yischir Shis Yisrayim B'Yom B'Layla or not. So, also it says, Lo Yomar Od Chai Hashem Hotzil Samaritz Atzof Meretz Mitzrayim Chai Hashem Hotzil Samaritz Atzof. What does that mean? That means what it'll, the Gila Shechina and the Nisan it'll take to bring Klal Yisrael back, the Bias HaGoel, will outshine all the Nisan and Gila Shechina that was necessary to add Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we don't only ask for the Kibbutz Golias. It's not what we're asking for. Interesting. Nowadays, getting all Jews back to Eretz Yisrael is a big thing. Closing up communities and bringing everyone here. Okay. That doesn't have any meaning. What has meaning? What has meaning is Tekabe Shavu Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Osid Lovo, that the real Kibbutz Gilgolis will happen with Nisim and Gilu Shechina. And that Gilu Shechina that will happen with the Kibbutz Golios is tied with the other, with Malchus. What do we say in Malchus? Blessed Lava, what will be? Locha kolam kula b'chodecha. Vasa koretz b'karecha. V'yeda kol po'u ki ata fiyalta. V'yovan kol yitzu ki ata yitzarta. Everyone will know that you are the Melech. Now we recognize you as the Melech. Some of us recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. Not the love of the whole world. The Yomar call it, but they won't only recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu. Officially, the Taliban also recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So what? The Yomar call it, Shem Neshama B'Yapa. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. No. Elokei Yisrael. That's not what they recognize. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umachuso Bakom Mashal. He runs the entire world. So, we're asking for that. But at the end we say, that's only going to be accompanied. We do all the hishtalos in the meantime. We do all the hishtalos in the meantime. But all that hishtalos that we do in the meantime is going to lead up to something. And what's it going to lead up to? Lots of love on. Lots of love on. When the full kibbutz goyus happens, there'll be an unbelievable gilui shchina, and we'll see nisim and niflos. And the nisim and niflos, what's the purpose of nisim and niflos for the gilui shchina? Now, this is what, and these three tefillos that we ask for. And the middle tefillah is that this year, when I have position, should be a good din. This year it should be a good din. Now, and we understand that in the Chazar Sashatz, together with the shofar, that's the most powerful tefillah we say the entire year. And therefore, and these are the things that we want. From that tefillah. The three things Chazal chose. Three things they learned took them. That is important. We don't ask for kibbutz goyus without gilui shchina, no. No, we ask for. Because the whole idea of a kibbutz goyus is for one purpose. That we all, we have some, and that's what we say, Al Kena Kavlecha. The Rez Meir says, the Havi Gilam and others, the Alinam Kodesh creates, and the second Olam, the Malchus Shakai. The whole day was a Yikrishmech, the entire world recognized that. The whole idea of Bias HaGoel, the whole idea of being Beis HaMikdash, Akibetz Goyus, is a very simple idea. At Lots level, the entire world recognizes Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, and we will be his Amah Nivcha here in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, with all the Gilui Shechina there. And Gilui Shechina, why is important? Shechina is, this is the thing, that is the closest connection that a human being can have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, when his neshama confronts HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavrek. So we begin shofars in one Gilui Shechina, historically, 3,000 years ago. Maybe 500 years ago, I'm not sure how many years. Then, one Giddush. Lost love is another Giddush. But in the middle, what is the shofar? The shofar tells us we confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily in our tefillahs. Not that we don't confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's supposed to confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly it's supposed to come out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how do we do it now? There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Maamar Har Sinai. We do it in davening. Now, that's an avoda. Shivisi Hashem Lenon Levi Somer. It's an avoda. It's an avodah because we take life for granted. That's the shofar of tefillah says, and it's put together with all. How do we begin shofars? Atin the glazev anan kvodecha har kvodecha daberimo. Shemaim hishmatim eskal. That there was an intense confrontation between our neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once. There will be. In the meantime, so how does our neshama connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the avod of tefillah. Not something bang, bang, bang you take for granted. You're standing, lifnei hamakom. And that's why everything in this world is political today. How you stand during davening. If your shirt's outside, your shirt's inside, everything's political. But the way you dress, why does it bother me when I see people come to the basement just davening with their shirt outside? Okay, big deal. No, it is. That means they thought that they were confronting the Melech Malchei Melech Kadosh Baruch Hu. They wouldn't be dressed up. They wouldn't be dressed in a sloppy way. If they thought, you know, it drives me crazy, people coming to me in the morning, Baruch Ta Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Ba'afi, Nosa Nasech Vimino Havchem Ben Yom Olayah. You say, Ato Hashem, you're confronting the Melech Malachi and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sipping your coffee at the same time? No. It's not a way it works. It's not the way it works. If you're confronting the Melech Malachi and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not sipping your coffee. No. And if you're sipping your coffee, it means you're not confronting the Melech Malachi and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have your shirt out, you're not confronting the Melech Malachi. Do you wear a hat or not, depending on what your yeshiva is? Maybe, depending on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. Everything today is political. If you're super Zionistic, you have to keep your shirt out. If you're not, the Queen of England is a meaningless position, but you don't. No one's going to walk into the Queen of England with a cup of coffee in their hand. Sleeping open, Her Majesty the Queen. Doesn't work that way. They'd throw you out of Buckingham Palace if you did that. The idea of shofars, what do we say? The middle psukim, we talk about tefillin. Haluka. 10 types of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are 10 ways we say Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? What's so important about Shevach? Someone once went up to my Rebbe Zecharo Levrach. He says, listen, the Gemara says, the 10 psukim in Malchus, Zecharo and Shevach, Keneged the Asur Mamar Shnevola. Can I get a 10 halukas here? So I understand that's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he runs the world. So 10, we express Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 10 ways. Aseres HaDibros, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the rules how to run our lives. What does it have to do with haluk halukel b'pach? That was a very good question. So my Rebbe Zecharo Levrach said, you haven't davened Ma'ariv. What does it say? Umalchuso v'rotzon kiblo aleihem Moshe neshe l'chon v'shiro. Kabbalah so malchus shemayim is machayev shiro to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I actually recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the melech of haaretz, what should my response be? Shiro. Kriyas yamso, say keli ma'veyu. That's Oz Yoshe Moshe. They had a gilui shchinah. They confronted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the response? Oz Yoshe Moshe. That's those words. Malchusa v'rotzon kiblo aleihem. Two go hand in hand. When makabel malchus shemayim, you look around and you see the entire world. It's all molei chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the shevach. I see you here. I see you there. I see you in every different thing. And that is And nowadays, we have a limited confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are we asking for? We're asking for a very simple thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the real thing. We want the Gilui Shechina that will happen when all Klal Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael. And we have a basic Mikdash. The Kabbalah Shofa Baruch Hu Chayyus. So it's the Kabbalah Shofa Baruch Hu Chayyus. So what's the purpose? Just to have a state of Israel? No. Avenu tzin yuch v'rino. Find base of Mikdash v'sim chosol. V'shanath v'nach. Have a base of Mikdash and bring Kabbalahs. That will be able to have all that keshe with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. In the meantime, we say, now you are Shomea called to us Amo Yisrael. When he hears, of course he hears. I hear the shofar too. Umazin too, I pay attention to it too. So, no. Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a tefillah. He hears our tefillah, he pays attention to our tefillah. To us Amo Yisrael Barach. This is the ideas behind the whole set and putting it together.